Chapter 1. The Fourth Labour. Heracles could hear the goats on the hillside beyond the house. He could smell blossoms on the breeze coming in through the window and hear the soft shushing of the curtains as they billowed into the room. He could feel the cold, limp weight in his arms. But he could see nothing. His tear-filled eyes were squeezed shut, and he knew that to open them would only confirm the awful truth of what he had done. Yet he had to face it. He looked at the scene before him. The early morning sunlight reflected off the brilliant stucco walls and bathed everything in a searing white. As his vision accustomed itself to the brightness, more details came into focus. The door had been torn from its hinges and lay in the passageway outside. A dark red handprint was visible on the door jamb, and there were streaks of dried blood on the walls. Three beds lay overturned, their mattresses and furs scattered across the floor. Tangled up in the mess were the bodies of two of his children. He had only glimpsed them earlier, as he staggered into the room, crying out in horror and despair. Now, as he stared at them, he felt a great void open up inside him, as if he was teetering on the edge of an abyss, waiting to fall. Dicoon, his youngest, lay on his front, unnaturally still as the shadow of the curtain played across him. Creontiades, just three, was half hidden beneath a goatskin, his lifeless eyes staring up at the ceiling. The oldest of the three, Theremachus, hung in Heracles' arms, his face white and his bedclothes drenched with blood. Heracles looked at him, still unable to understand what had happened, his dazed emotions stumbling between misery and rage. Then he lifted the little body to his chest and buried his face in his son's hair, falling at last into the waiting pit of his grief. He awoke with a start. The last traces of his dream fell away, and he realized, with an overwhelming sense of relief, that he was back in the hovel in Tiryns.